punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy and Jill.
Happy Friday.
That's right. Miss Jill Meadows, is that right?
Medder. Oh, my goodness. Let's not even go there yet. We already had a conversation about this.
That was awesome. Yeah, because I mess your dad's name up all the time, but I don't say Meadow.
Meter. I get that a lot. Meter.
Meter. Meter. Or Matters.
Yeah,
that's what
Menders.
I do. Brat Matters. So anyway, can't mess your mom's name up. That's easy, Casey.
But it's spelled like Cassie.
And how is it pronounced?
Casey. It's spelled K-A-S-S-I-E, but it's pronounced Casey. And I feel it's worse than mine.
All right, let's check out some weather real quick. Slap out, 36 degrees, freedom. Oklahoma, 40, 35 at Lahoma, 36 at Weatherford, 40 at Mangum, 40 at Hollis. Let's see what it's looking like out in the Texas Panhandle, 40 at Wellington, 36 at McLean, 36 at Lipscomb. Have you ever been there?
Nope.
You didn't even know where it's at?
Nope.
Okay. And then the Paladora Reservoir is 35.
Where's that at?
It is almost... It's right below the Oklahoma Panhandle line, like halfway across the Oklahoma State Panhandle.
Okay.
Or halfway across the Texas Panhandle,
yeah.
Wherever you want to.
I haven't been all the way out there.
Yeah. Well, you're missing out, I'm going to tell you. We'll have our forecast, Long Ranger, coming up later on in the show. Jill's joining me today. Her and Jancy both had all kinds of stuff going on yesterday. And then Jancy was coming in today with Jill. And then she has all stuff, kind of stuff going on. So
yep.
I'm saving all my favors. Are you guys coming in starting next week? Because we're starting National FFA Week a week early.
Yes, and it's going to get a little busy.
It's going to get busy. And you guys are, for most of the time, you're going to be sitting right here in the big dog's chair doing the talking.
Oh, yeah. I know that RFFA has a bunch of things planned for FFA Week specifically. I think there's a different activity every day. So.
What do you guys got planned for the first day?
Well, Monday's President's Day, so we are actually out of school that day. But on national holidays, our FFA, they partner up with our local Lions Club, and we put out all of the American flags all across town.
So that's cool.
So we get free breakfast at Carl's Jr. at 6:30, and then we go and put out flags from about 7 to 8 in the morning. It's a lot of fun.
That's the only reason why you're doing it. It's the free breakfast.
I can live without the breakfast, honestly.
Okay.
It's a good deed. It's a lot of fun.
So the text line is wide open for us today, 580-225-9697. Another friendly reminder, if you want to become a member of the Today in Ag Crime Club, all you got to do is text in Jimmy. That's all you need to text in, J-I-M-M-Y, to our text line at 580-225-9697. You guys help me out. Make sure I have the biggest crime club at our radio station.
Well, I got my message. I got my message on Wednesday.
Yeah, and you will get a message back saying you're now officially a member. And Jill and Jancy and I appreciate it if you're a member of our crime club.
Yes, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we will, like I said, I'm not going to wear you out with text messages, but something important comes up.
I've only gotten one text message in the last week, so.
Yeah, it's not as fun as social media.
No.
So anyway, let's go. Let's see what happened last night in the ag world. Wheat futures are higher in overnight trading after the Ukraine Agriculture Ministry said growers of the grain have all but finished harvesting with production well below forecast. Corn production is seen in Ukraine's ag ministry at 26.4 million metric tons with 93% of the crop in. Just behind the USDA's forecast of 27 million. Soybean futures also rose overnight, trading after Argentina's grain exchange said it now expects the production of the oilseed in the South American country at 38 million metric tons That's down 3 million from the outlook. Months of drought took toll on the crop, and despite recent rainfall, it's likely too late for any recovery in some areas. USDA this week lowered its outlook for production in Argentina to 41 million, down from 45, and now they lowered it again to 38. Wheat futures for March delivery was up 8 cents to 7.65 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures added 9 and 3 quarter cents to $8.88 and 3 quarter cents a bushel. Corn futures for March gained 3 and a quarter cents to 6.74 overnight. Soybean futures for March delivery rose a penny and a half to 15.20 and 3 quarter cents a bushel. Soy meal was down $3.90 to $4.91.60 a short ton, while soy oil gained 47 cents to $59.51. What do you got over there?
A lot of numbers.
Yeah.
A lot of numbers.
It's part of it.
Weekly sales of grain beans to overseas buyers decline. Export sales of grains and soybeans dropped in the 7 days that ended on February 2nd, according to the USDA. Corn sales last week were reported at 1.16 million metric tons, down 27 from the previous week. The total, however, was up 19% from the prior four-week average. Japan was the big hire at 388,000 metric tons, followed by an unnamed country at 308 tons. Mexico at 107,000 tons. Guatemala bought 70,800 metric tons, and Panama purchased 67 tons of U.S. corn. Exports for the week totaled 395,000 metric tons, down 34%. Wheat sales came in at 131,400 metric tons, down 4% from the previous week and 56% from the average. Mexico purchased 76,000 metric tons. Colombia was in for 43,600, and an unnamed buyer was 39,000. I read that wrong. A lot of numbers here. Ecuador.
It's not hard to do.
It's a lot of numbers. Ecuador purchased 28,800 and Japan took 26,000 tons. The total would have been higher, but South Korea or Cora. Is that your spelling problem?
Yeah.
Did you misspell that? I'm going to blame that on you.
Yeah.
Okay. South Korea makes shipments of 60,000 metric
like
tons.
Meters.
Yeah. And Iraq canceled orders for around 48,000 tons. Exports for the week were up 9% to 538,000 metric tons. Soybean sales were down 38% and 49% from the prior four-week arrangement at 459 and 400 metric tons.
Cool. A lot of numbers.
That was a lot of numbers and a lot of metric tons.
Hey, when the guys are eating dinner at lunch at home, they get to hear all these numbers and they go back to the field all confused.
Yeah, well.
Well, here's some of the weather in our ag belt. Rain mixed with snow is forecast today and tonight for parts of eastern Oklahoma, according to the National Weather Service. Up to an inch of snow in the mountains and far eastern counties in the state. And then areas of rain mixed with snow at times will develop through the day in response to an upper-level storm system moving through the region. The wintry mix also is expected in much of Arkansas today, though only minor accumulations are expected. Thunderstorms are expected next week, though the threat of hazardous weather remains low. Windy conditions are expected in the Missouri Ozarks. See, that's a new name. Ozarks. They misspelled that too. This weekend into next week as a storm rolls into the area on Monday. There is a low potential for thunderstorms, but no severe weather is expected.
Yay.
So, all good.
I don't like severe weather.
No, I don't either. And then what else we got? Oh, I was watching the weatherman, the weather something on Facebook. He's not after all this fame and glory like our news stations are.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody but Lacey Swope. She's already famous, so she doesn't need to do it. But anyway, he had a new forecast come out last night, and he's showing that central western Oklahoma and central eastern Texas panhandle is the bullseye for a major storm next Wednesday night and Thursday.
Ooh.
So that's good.
That is good. We need some rain.
Yeah, we need some rain.
Badly.
When I come back, this is the first time ever I've ever seen my board. On the futures right now, everything is in the green. except for the S&P, NASDAQ. It's in the red, but everything else is in the green. So when I come back, we'll talk about that. So somebody yesterday on the Backroads show with Drew sent in a text of a video of him singing about Today in Ag.
Oh.
So Drew took the text and the video and did a few minor adjustments on the singing. So when we go to break here, you guys get to hear it for the first time, just like Jill and me.
Never heard it.
All right, so here we go. We'll be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, working hard from dawn till dawn.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Once again, good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 3rd. 714 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 330 brought 220. 12 at 400 brought 244. 7 at 471 brought 220. 3 at 520 brought 198. 6 at 593 brought 188. 16 at 677 brought 190. 47 at 761 brought 179.50. 5 head of heifers at 358 brought 214. 4 at 438 brought 192. 3 at 483 brought 190. 11 at 538 brought 188, 14 at 586 brought 187, 10 at 677 brought 174, 22 at 720 brought 168.50, butcher cows were 61 to 104, butcher bulls brought 80 to 120, bred cows were 850 to 1500, pairs brought 1350 to 1425. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 22nd at 12:30 at the ranch near Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, Monin Dakota, Baldridge Alternative, and several other breed-leading AI sires. Also selling commercial females carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 22nd at 12:30 at Quartermaster Creek Ranch, southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh. There we go.
I was like, why can't I hear you in my headphones? I was freaking out.
Because I was freaking out. Welcome back to the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. is the go-to store in Wheeler County. From animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies, they are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Hepley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy, affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas and Oklahoma, and even New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas, they look forward to serving you. And thank you for being a sponsor on our Happy Cap Hour for the Wheeler General Store on Fridays. All right, let's check out what's happening. Let's pick out a town. The closest mezzanette to Wheeler is Miami. So let's check it out, what's going on there. It is 37 degrees, wind chill is 28. Humidity is 25%. The winds are out of the north at 17 with wind gust up to 21. Peak wind gust today so far, Wheeler's 34. Month to day, precipitation is not good. Zero. Not good. Anyway, red flag minutes, zero today. Sub-freezing minutes so far today, 537 minutes. And 8-inch soil temperature is 40 degrees between Miami, Texas is 40 degrees.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
I wish it was warmer.
No, it's not bad.
I'm a summer fan. I don't like winter. Unless there's snow, which we don't get very much of, so bring on the summer.
Yeah.
So I can get in the pool, wear shorts.
Oh, it was always neck high when I was going to school and I had to walk to school.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It was.
Walking to school for me was not an option. It's like 6 miles, so.
Let's check out what the markets are right now on cattle. When I drove by the Elk City Livestock Auction Barn today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Friday.
It was packed. It's packed. Anyway, live cattle for February, 161.05. April is 163.87. 159.70 for June and 158.70 for August. March is 186.55. And April is 190.55. Lean hogs, that's feeder cattle. Lean hogs, February 75.85, April 83.10, and May 93.10. Do we have a bull sale coming up?
We do have a Lookabee bull sale.
Tell us a little bit about it. Who is it?
We have I'm sorry if I say this wrong. I really am. It's like my last name. I apologize. Piercy Angus Cattle, is that correct?
Yeah.
Piercy, I didn't know if it was Percy or Piercy. Piercy Angus Cattle is... Bull sale is coming up on Monday, March 6th. The sale will take place at noon at the Piercy Angus Cattle Sale Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. They are selling 32-year-old bulls, 30 18-month-old bulls, 20 yearling bulls, as well as special lots of registered and commercial females. To request a sale book, you can call 405-545-0985.
Cool. Thank you.
Yes.
We also got coming up the Quartermaster Creek bull sale at Leedy, Oklahoma.
Lots of bull sales.
It's their spring bull sale, Wednesday, February 22nd. That's not too far off. That is actually during FFA week.
Yes, it is.
And it's at 12:30. And they're selling 152-year-old bulls, selling commercial females, carrying QC genetics for... videos available closer to the sale date. When they come available, I will tell you. Quartermaster Creek, Angus, Mike, and Annie Schweitzer. And see, you could mess that up too.
Yes.
But I don't. You can get a hold of either one of them at 580-445-8275 or 580-374-4170 or just go to www.quartermastercreek.com. And I got a couple more that we got to talk about because yesterday I slacked on my job and I forgot to name a bull sale. That's part of my deal.
No.
But I know. It's the way it goes. So anyway, Before we go to break, I want to talk about what happened at Woodward yesterday. Somebody needed to bring in one little trailer load, and they had 3,000 head there. But 2,989 head yesterday at Woodward, 1,200 last week, 5,564 last year. Compared to last week, feeder steers $4 to $6 higher. Feeder heifers steady to $2 higher, with all the feeders on very limited comparable sales last week. Steer and heifer calves $10 to $20 higher. Demand was moderate on the feeders and active on the calves. Quality was average. Just to go through some of the steers real quick, let's do, we had some 300-pounders bringing 279. Some 392s brought anywhere from 260 to 263. Some 434s brought 247 to 265. Some unwing 410-pounders brought 249. And down here in the 500-pound range, we had 525s brought up to 234. Some 632-pounders brought up to 212, almost $2 even on average. 700-pounders bringing up to $1.86, and 800-pounders, $1.78, and 900-pounders, $1.79, and 1,000-pounders, $1.70. Get some of that. And then heifers, real quick on this, they had some 300-pounders was bringing up to 235. Some 400-pounders was bringing up to 223. Some 500-pounders was bringing up to 202. And 600-pounders bringing up to $1.8350, or not, $183.50 per hundredweight. It would be easier to say that, wouldn't it? Yeah. And 700-pounders was $173.50, and 800-pound heifers bringing a $167. Nice market out there right now. Be interesting to see what happens at Elk City today. I seen some 650-pound steers last week.
Mm-hmm.
Brought 251 at Fairview.
Wow.
Yeah. That's $1,500, $1,600 a head. It'd make me want to sell my cattle.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, you go... So when we come back, guess what Sunday is?
Super Bowl Sunday.
So is your family a big football?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You guys yell and
go
throw
Pokes.
Stuff?
Yeah. Go Pokes.
No, it's not what we're talking about.
I mean, we watch the NFL. Again, we're a big Dallas Cowboys fan, but...
You're already got two strikes against you with me.
Hey, I'm sorry. I am a Chiefs fan.
Okay.
I am a Chiefs fan. I am not cheering for an East Coast team. I'm sorry. But I am not cheering
it's
for
because
Eagles.
The quarterback graduated from OU.
Yes, I know exactly.
I mean. That's
exactly.
What I figured. I knew it. But anyway, we're going to talk about chicken wings and turf. When we come back.
Yes.
Or you are.
I am.
Yeah.
I got the article.
Yeah, you got the article. Anyway, it is coming up, and it's going to be a fun day. And I took the Eagles. And I'm a Chiefs fan. But Mr. Hurts, he's got my man.
Shame.
Yeah, I know.
Shame on you.
Yeah. We'll see if you say that come Tuesday next week.
All right. If they win, I'm going to shove it in your face.
I guess so. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
For generations, FFA, Future Farmers of America, have been helping our children through agriculture to grow into responsible adults. We believe and we support the work being done by our local FFA chapters and all they do to create an enriching experience for our youth. For all you do, you have our thanks. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. And that's what we want. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa know-how.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 p.m. Selling 84 bulls that have been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. They got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 at a new location. From the Burns Flat Cotton Gin, go 1 mile east and a quarter mile south. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Does that mean it's us?
Yeah, I guess it does.
We were looking at the new Penny News. How cool was that?
Yep.
It's got
a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, got a lot of things going on. All right, let's see. You want to do a weather forecast for somebody in the
yes.
northwestern part of Oklahoma, please?
Yes, I do.
Pick them out.
Buffalo. Let's go with Buffalo. I feel like I've done Buffalo before. We'll see. It is currently 39 degrees, but the wind chill is 32 degrees. We love that wind. The high today is 45 degrees. The wind's supposed to blow around 9 miles an hour. Tonight, it's expected to be 19 degrees with winds out of the southwest. Tomorrow, the high is 57. The low for tomorrow night is 35 degrees. Sunday and Monday are looking to be around 60 degrees with Sunday having winds up to 16 miles an hour and Monday winds only up to 10 miles an hour. And there's a few chances of rain on Tuesday and Monday night.
Yeah. Bring it. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, since you're doing the deal in the Super Bowl, because I'm jealous you're doing it, how about I talk about the Greer County Junior Livestock Show?
Okay.
It's
deal.
This weekend, starting tomorrow. The show starts. And then the premium sale, which is very important to these spring shows.
Can yes, you? Very. I have personal experience from this, yes.
And it starts at 6 o'clock Monday, the premium sale, and they will have a meal for there. So please,
those meals are usually the best too.
Yeah, and please come to the premium sale Monday and support all those 4-H and FFA kids.
Yeah,
because it's been a long winter.
Yeah, it has been. It's been hard.
And OYE's coming up.
Yep, March. It's always over spring break, I remember.
Yeah, it's coming up. So they got a long season. District is, where's district for here? Lawton?
District's for basketball.
No, we're talking about livestock.
I don't know. I don't show anymore. I can tell you basketball.
this is not Skinny's show, okay?
Oh, he's sitting right over there. We can get him on a microphone.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, so please come out and support the Greer County Junior Livestock Show. It's this weekend, starting tomorrow. And then, like I said, the premium is Monday at 6 o'clock. And it'd be great for you guys to come in. It is at Mangum. So it'll be
Mangum.
And anyway, please do that. Ellis County just had theirs the other night, and it was very successful, I heard.
Very nice.
Yep. And then the meeting, the Northwest meeting for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, I heard was a huge success.
That's awesome.
They had a lot of membership renewals, and they got new members.
Nice.
So you need to meet Lori Campbell.
I don't think I've met her.
No, I said you need to.
You need to. Okay, put it on the priority list.
I'll put it on the priority. Maybe I can get her to come in while you're in there doing the show.
Okay.
One day. All right, so the Super Bowl's coming up. You're taking the Chiefs. I'm taking the Eagles, even though I'm just as big a Chief fan as anybody.
Hey, I think it's going to be a close game.
It is.
This is two really big teams. Did you see their statistics? Like, for the overall season, they're, like, almost identical.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mahomes and Hurts.
Yeah.
I wonder what would happen if he had been hurt two games.
I know. Hey, he's been healing up for 2 weeks, so yeah. He's good to go.
Yeah, he's good to go. He already showed that last couple weeks ago, but he's good to go.
Yeah.
But agriculture is very important to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Tell everybody why.
It's playing a very important role this year. So the Super Bowl is being played in Glendale, Arizona at the State Farm Stadium, which is where the Arizona Cardinals play.
Yep.
And because usually the Super Bowl is played at a neutral site. Occasionally it'll fall where one team is the home team.
But not very often. Nope.
And so it's played in Arizona this year. Well, State Farm Stadium has recently had new turf installed for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
This turf was engineered at Oklahoma State University.
Oh, yeah, Oklahoma State, yeah.
Yeah, what are you talking about over there? Be quiet over there.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty darn cool. It is called, it's a certain kind of turf grass. It's called Tahoma 31 turf, which is
Bermuda grass.
Yes. So what they have done is in the College of Agriculture, they have students who are soil system majors. And so they go in and they test different kinds of grasses and turfs and figure out what works, what doesn't. So apparently this is a specific kind of turf that survives in drought conditions, apparently, and has a very good root system, so it holds its surface very well. It literally looks like real grass, but it's not.
No, it is real grass.
I mean, it's real grass, but it doesn't, it's a football stadium. You don't want it to, like, grow, the root system to grow all the way down.
I think I heard that
it's a specific kind.
Yeah, when they have another event inside there, like mm-hmm. if it's a concert or something, they can actually roll it up.
Yep.
And take it outside and unroll it and water it and keep it going good.
So I'm assuming, it doesn't say here, but I'm assuming that turf is probably like yay thick, probably.
Maybe.
I don't know how many inches thick turf is, but that's got to weigh quite a bit if they roll it up, don't you think?
Nah, not really.
How do they move it?
Skid loaders.
Okay.
Yep, they do. Well, I would anyway.
it says it right here. The grass is housed in a single tray, which is 40 inches deep, 234 feet wide, and 403 feet long.
There you go.
That's a lot of turf.
Yeah, it's a lot of turf.
The entire tray is rolled outside when the grass needs sunlight or the stadium is being used for other events.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How do they roll it outside? I'm curious now. I need to read up a little bit more on this.
So our next break, you can YouTube it.
Oh, I'm going to YouTube it. I want to know how they move it out.
Yeah. And then, I'm sure it's with skid loaders. What else has farming and agriculture got to do with the Super Bowl?
Oh, we forgot to include. The turf was also used on the NFC and AFC championship.
Yes, it was.
Those stadiums also have that turf as well. So Oklahoma State's playing a pretty big part.
Oklahoma State plays a really big part in agriculture.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So, as we know, this is the 57th time for the Super Bowl to be played. If it weren't for farmers and ranchers, millions of people would have to find another way to spend their Sunday evening. I don't think we're wrong. So money changes hands, whether in the purchase of game tickets, which you don't want to know the average price of that. It's really high up there. But food or the loss of a bet. Did you know 75% of that dollar bill you just used to tip the pizza delivery guy is made of cotton?
There you go.
I actually didn't know that until I read that. Like, I know money's paper, but I didn't know it was made out of cotton.
Well, and then what paper's made out of trees is harvested to agriculture.
It's very true. everything comes from agriculture. It's the root of everything. It really is.
Let's get to the good stuff. Chicken wings.
Chicken wings?
Is it on your report?
I don't know. Oh, the national. I didn't read that part.
I did.
Well, how about you read it? He's going to make me embarrass myself. The National Chicken Council. I didn't even know there was a National Chicken Council.
He's like everything else.
There's a National Council for everything. The National Chicken Council estimates 1.45 billion chicken wings will be eaten on Sunday. I can't even fathom how many chicken wings that is.
It's a lot of chickens.
Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of chickens.
Why does everybody like chicken wings? I'm not a big chicken wing fan, honestly.
Because it's fun to dip them in the sauce. I already have them sauced, and they're just good to eat.
They are?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
Why not?
I don't know. I'd rather have pizza.
Beef?
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Give me a steak dinner. I'll take that.
Yeah. Yeah. She is a country girl. What else is going on? What else farmers do for the Super Bowl? Anything interesting?
Well... More people will grill on Super Bowl Sunday than any other day besides the 4th of July. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I kind of get that. We grill a lot on those 2 days out of the year.
And looking at our forecast for Elk City, let's go for the Elk City, for example. It's kind of in the middle of all the radio.
Yeah, is it going to be good grilling weather?
Let's see here. Let's check it out. Sunday, 61.
Yes.
There you go.
That's going to be a pretty day.
Yep. It's going to get pretty. I'm going to have to get, I seen 2 beef sirloin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steaks.
That'll be good. That'll be perfect grilling weather.
Yep.
I may have to persuade my dad to put on a tenderloin or something. I think that would be pretty good. But yeah, so good grilling weather. So y'all all need to go and plan out what you want for dinner. And
let it thaw out. I got to turn my mic back on. Yeah. I turned it off.
You turned it off again? well,
in my throat.
Jimmy's just dying over here. He's coughing quite a bit. So, yeah. Do you know, according to the American pizza community, a coalition of the nation's largest pizza companies, 12.5 million pizzas were sold on the day of the big game last year?
How many?
12.5 million pizzas were sold on the day of the Super Bowl last year. That's so much pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But pizza does contain wheat, dairy, meat, fruit, and vegetables. And who grew all that? Farmers and ranchers.
That's right.
It all comes from agriculture.
Yep. And what do you think they'd be having if they didn't have that?
Nothing. Literally dust.
Oh. All right. When we come back, we got a couple more things we want to talk about out of the Penny News. And I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. And we have some trending headlines for the week. And that'll wrap it up. And it's for Super Bowl weekend. We'll be right back after this. And meanwhile, Mr. Jerry Nine's got a report from his sale from yesterday.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, February the 7th. We sold 508 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, February the 9th, we sold 2,989 calves and feeders for a total of 3,497 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 98 to 113. Thin cows bring 60 up to 87, with the bulls bringing 86 to 120.50. Very good demand on them killing cows and bulls. 2-to-8-year-old bred cows, 1,100 to 1,550, with their 2-to-8-year-old pairs, 1,500 to 1,835. Feeders 4 to 6 higher, calves 10 to 20 higher. 3 steers weighing 300 pounds bring 279. 4 to 450, 247 to 265. 5 to 550 steers 208 up to 237. 6 to 650, 191 to 212. With our 7 to 750 steers, 179.50 to 186.5. 8 to 850, 172 to 183.25. And our 9 to 950 steers, 175 to 179.50. 10 steers weighing 1038 bring 170. On our heifers, 3 to 350 heifers, 222 to 235, 4 to 450, 190 to 223, 5 to 550, 186 to 202, 6 to 650, 166 to 183.5, 7 to 750, 162 to 173.50, with our 8 to 850 heifers, 164.50 to 167. Good cattle, very aggressive market with strong demand on them killing cows and bulls, excellent demand from calves all the way up to big feeders. For this Tuesday, February the 14th, we will have 40 bred cows running age. We're also supposed to get 20 pair, give us a call. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanksgiving, Jerry 9, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
They say they'll get your biggest tax refund. Jackson Hewitt says your biggest tax refund guaranteed and a chance to double your tax refund. Thousands in weekly prizes during the Double Your Refund sweepstakes. Your biggest refund times two, twice the money, so forget about them. File your taxes on the double at Jackson Hewitt today. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older who file a 2022 federal tax return. Promotion ends 4/2/23. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for rules.
Sugar Creek Casino presents one incredible night of hit after hit.
What a beautiful mess. What a beautiful mess I made.
Diamond Rio, live Saturday, February 25th, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center.
We meet in the middle.
Grammy Award-winning and six-time Vocal Group of the Year, Diamond Rio, live at Sugar Creek Casino.
One more day.
Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at SugarCreekCasino.com.
Whatever your child's dreams may be, Kumon Learning Centers can help them come true. The Kumon Math and Reading Program works thanks to the power of daily practice. Regular practice in math and reading strengthens skills and opens up opportunities. Practice builds independence, confidence, and grit in academics and in life. Kumon can help your child reach higher and achieve more. Right now, enroll and save up to $50. Call 1-800-ABC-MATH.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Hello and good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 6th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,911 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 425 brought 258. 6 at 581 brought 195. 25 at 685 brought 191. 75 at 699 brought 182. 26 at 770 brought 179.75. 74 at 802 brought 182.50. 5 head of heifers at 320 brought 217. 21 at 475 brought 210. 10 at 504 brought 191. 11 at 659 brought 170. 33 at 791 brought 170.50. 14 at 826 brought 169. 71 at 933 brought 163. Butcher cows were 18 to 100. Butcher bulls brought 91 to 123.50. Bred cows were 1,000 to 1850. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. And sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I think I'm the one wound up right now.
I think you are. She was in here just like...
Hey, I was ready to go. I was ready to go.
So, I know. And then she's in here singing Diamond Rio and all kinds of... I know. She's fired up. All right. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and I picked Medicine Park. You've been to Medicine Park before?
I have been to Medicine Park. Actually, this last year, we went on an FFA officer retreat there.
There you go.
It was beautiful.
38 degrees currently, 29 wind chill, 46 is the humidity, and the winds are out of the north at 16 miles an hour. The wind gusts up to 23 today, 45 for a high. It's going to have to hurry tomorrow. Nice and pretty, 52 and sunny. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 59, with the winds pick up a little bit out of the south. Monday, mostly cloudy, 58. Monday night, 80% chance of rain showers and 44 degrees. Tuesday, it's going to keep getting warmer. This is springtime stuff. 30% chance of rain showers and 65 with southwest wind. So, anyway, that is your forecast from Medicine Park. Okay, so you missed something on your report earlier on the NFL. What is it about the helmets?
Okay, so helmets today are obviously, like, way more protective.
Right.
Because of concussion, worry of concussions and other medical injuries.
Yeah.
But, you know, used to, this was way before my time, they used to be made of leather.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
It's before my time, too.
This was way back then. So, I mean, the helmets were made of leather, the football's made of leather, and the uniforms are made of wool or cotton. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
Like, the whole game of football is made around agriculture.
Because I'm sure the shoelaces are made of cotton.
Yeah.
And all these other stuff they're doing made of cotton. No, anyway, it's good. I wonder if Gatorade's made from farmers.
Might be. Comes from Florida.
They have Gatorade cows.
Gatorade cows?
Yeah, that's where they get the Gatorade from.
Too far.
Yeah, anyway. So, all right. So we got a couple things we need to talk about before the day is over. And the 2023 production sale for Harrison Cattle Company is coming up. It's still ways away, but I'm going to remind you about it quite a bit. Tuesday, March the 21st of this year, bull and female sale. And it is at 12 noon at the ranch at 22551 East 990 Road there in Arapahoe. Leslie and Jan Harrison, 580-331-8103, or just go to www.harrisoncattlecompany.com.
Nice.
What's happening in Hobart?
I've got the Hobart Stockyards. They're having a spring replacement sale that will be on Saturday, April 29th at 11 a.m. They are selling 40 breeding age bulls, which include Angus, Red Angus, Charolais, and Simmental. 250 young pairs, which include Angus, Red Angus, and Charolais. 50 replacement heifers, including Angus and Red Angus. And 50 bred heifers, Angus, Red Angus, and Charolais. And you can contact Rex Fleming at 580-726-3306. That is in Hobart, Oklahoma.
You know that's the capital of Kiowa County?
Kiowa County.
Yeah. So have you ever met Rex Fleming?
I have not.
Well, we're going to change that.
Okay. Yeah. Apparently, I'm just going to meet a lot of people recently.
Yeah. No, Rex is a good guy. And he's always smiling.
Yeah?
No matter how bad things are, he's smiling. Anyway, a couple weeks ago, I was talking about wolves up in the Minker area. Well, here's an update to that story in Colorado. Because these ranchers were mad because they thought they had a new pack, that the Colorado had released a new pack in there. Well, come to find out, the discovery of a pack of 9 wild dogs harassing wildlife in the vicinity of where more than 40 cattle died south of Minker cast further doubt on wolves being involved in the deaths. The new information was included in a Colorado Parks and Wildlife news release Tuesday, announcing the agency was closing the investigation without an exact cause of death of the cattle around 4 months ago. The State Wildlife Agency said its investigators could not definitely determine cause of death for a few calves with hide damage and trauma consistent with a canine attack. Larry Klingensmith, man, I bet I messed that name way up. Owner of the cattle and the livestock veterinarians continue to investigate whether the cattle died from health complications along with some efforts beyond the initial report of what was going on. Anyway, the news release reported there was a pack of 9 dogs harassing wildlife 7 miles from the livestock incident on a U.S. Forest Service public grazing permit south of Meeker, and there was no evidence of wolves in the area. Colorado Parks and Wildlife said it's working with the Rio Blanco County Sheriff's Office and will address domestic dog issues involving cattle according to the legal processes. Although a few cattle show wounds consistent with injuries from large canines, further investigation to collect additional evidence has yielded no confirmation of wolves in the area, said Travis Black. The State Wildlife Agency Northwest Regional Manager stated in a release, based on the hide damage and the muscle trauma to the animals, we believe these few cattle were likely killed or injured or died later by some species of canine larger than coyotes. In other words, they don't know. I mean, that's the bottom line. But they did see a pack of 9 wild dogs, and wild dogs are... it's not cool.
No.
It's not a good deal. I've seen wild dogs down there on the river, on the east side of the river, east of Granite, by the reformatory. They caused some trouble.
Yeah.
And a couple of friends, personal friends, had them take down some heifers, and they had to destroy the heifers. But anyway, I think the problem got resolved without the law got it getting interfered. How's that?
That's good.
Yeah. So anyways. Hey, last night I seen a deal on social media that I guess there's a lot of veterinarians on social media.
Probably.
And so this person posted on there about what happened to my cow. She had a cow that was deceased with a lot of foam coming out. And according to all these professional veterinarians on social media, it's bloat. But I found you an article from one of my favorite people at OSU, Dr. Paul Beck, or Professor Paul Beck. Would you read to them about some stuff on bloating, please?
Yes. So this is about wheat pasture bloating. And I know we've had a few heifers, cows, bulls that have died from bloating. And it's honestly, it's kind of the worst feeling because you... you can't do anything about it, and you're just like, why does this happen? Yes. So it's kind of a fear for cattle producers.
Yes, it is.
It really is. And so wheat pasture bloat, also known as frothy bloat, is a disease and is one of the most preventable nutritional diseases in cattle, which is good because it is preventable. But make no mistake, it is a shocking sight to drive past a lush pasture and see cattle with a swollen egg-shaped protrusions from their side and dead swollen carcasses. I believe around a month ago we had one that died from bloating, and it's awful. I mean, I always feel bad for the cow. I really do. I'm like, they're just eating, but... So to avoid this problem, producers simply need a little education and maybe a plan. So wheat and other small grain pastures have been short due to lack of rain this winter. But when growing conditions improve with warmer temperatures and rain, forage growth comes on rapidly. Rapidly growing small grain forage can lead to bloat of grazing cattle. Bloat potential can be enhanced when frost damages immature wheat forage. The rapid onset of pasture bloat and the short time window from the occurrence of initial symptoms and death may be the scariest part of this disease. Bloat can be an issue on small grain pastures and legume pastures such as clover or alfalfa and can impact calves or mature cows. Death losses can be as high as 15-20% of cattle on a pasture, which can be a massive economic loss for the producer, hence why it is one of the biggest fears of producers.
Yeah, because this person that posted this on Oklahoma Cattleman's page last night, that's their fifth cow that's died in the last week.
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, it's 15 to 20% of cattle on a pasture. I mean, if you've got 100 cattle on a pasture, that's 15 or 20 cattle. It can be pretty scary. So lost production from subclinical bloat may actually be greater than producers realize. Much of the cost associated with bloat is from lost production due to the producer's fear of encountering bloat. Cattle grazing small grain pastures can gain an excess of 2.5 to 3 pounds per day. Avoiding these pastures based a fear of bloat is unreasonable, especially when they are affordable and user-friendly methods of control. So there are several grazing management alternatives that can be used to decrease the incidence of bloat. Because bloat is a bigger issue for cattle or unlimited pasture that can consume large amounts of forage in a short period of time, overstocking cattle on pastures to a point that forage intake is limited has potential to decrease bloat. But alternatively, where rotational grazing is used, cattle can be placed on pastures after the forages have accumulated sufficient growth and maturity to increase the fiber content of the forages, which can also decrease bloat potential.
Very good. Thank you. Hey, I just got an update. I guess my penny news is one day or one date off. The Harrison Cattle Company sale date has been changed. It is now March 28th, not March 21st. So it's just going a week later. So you get to hear about it more often from me. Anyway, I think we got enough time From the internet, retractable playing field. The rollout natural grass playing field is contained in a single 40-inch deep tray measuring 234 feet wide and 403 feet long, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But it's rolling on 546 steel wheels, which rest on 13 railroad-like tracks. The field travels the 740 feet inside and out of the stadium. It takes 70 minutes with a push of a button.
Wow.
There you go.
I would have never guessed that's how they take it out.
I think that's the major from Cooperton. Anyway, there you go.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it takes a little over an hour to move it in and out.
Huh.
Anyway, Jill, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
And
always a pleasure.
You owe me a cheeseburger if the Eagles win.
Go Chiefs.
Anyways, Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. See you guys later. God bless.